奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考一位尽心尽性尽力归向神的王。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we share with one another the topic: a king who turns to God with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might.
我们请翻开《列王记下》二十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 23.
列王记下二十三章。
2 Kings chapter 23.
二十三章啊，我们。请看二十五节。
23 verse 25.
读二十五节。
Verse 25. Now before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Nor after him did any arise like him.
这是特别在列王记的作者他在描写约西亚王一生给他留下的一个注脚。
Here, the author of 2 Kings is describing the legacy that Josiah had left.
一般圣经学者他们有人相信有些人他们是这样认为，《列王记》上下的作者应该有可能是耶利米先知。耶利米
And many biblical scholars posit that the author of 1 and 2 Kings is Jeremiah.
就是说，这是因为作者一定是。需要去查考，然后他们在对这个列王的历史他们一定要有资料去参考，然后写下这个王的评价。
Because the authors had to study the lives of the kings and determine whether they were good or bad kings.
也就是说，《列王记》的历史它是事后才写出来的，不是当代那时候发生的时候所写的。
In other words, 1 and 2 Kings was written after the fact rather than when it had happened.
那作者不管是谁，他是一定跟以色列百姓，特别是跟犹大国他们这些王的生活很熟悉的人物。
And regardless of who the authors of 1 and 2 Kings were, they were very familiar with the people at the time.
那他们从这个政治的角度去看每一个世代的王他们所做的事。
And from a political perspective, they studied all the acts of the kings.
那他们在描写的时候通常都会看这个王他到底所行的是不是符合大卫留下来的这个标准。
And in their written descriptions, they studied whether the kings were under the standard of King David.
然后都会特别描述他所行的在神眼中是看为正的还是看为恶的。
And particularly they described whether their actions were deemed evil or righteous in the eyes of the Lord.
那正或者是恶，它的标准通常是有没有真心诚意的敬拜神，遵行神的一切律例、诫命、典章、神的命令。
And the standard of righteousness was determined by whether the kings turned to the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might.
他的心有没有真正的跟随神？还是只是表面性的跟随，但是其实是心里面是离弃神的。
Whether their heart genuinely followed the Lord or whether they only did so on the surface.
那所以在列王记下第二十三章这个已经进入列王犹大国的历史的末期了。
And so in the beginning of second Kings, it had already entered the latter part of the kingdom of Judah.
因为到第二十四章就会看到这个国家已经被围困，然后最后一个王第二十五章这个国家在西底家当王的时候就被灭掉了。
Because in chapter 24 it records that the kingdom had been under captivity and then in chapter 25 the kingdom was destroyed.
那这个国家犹大国被灭的时候就像当时候神因着乌西亚王所犯的错误之后所写的那个描述了哈。
And the kingdom of Judah being destroyed fulfilled the prophecy of what had happened during the time of King Uzziah.
马拿西王第二十一章里面，第二十一章我们看二十一章的第十二节开始，我们早上有读过的。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 21 verse 12. We had read this morning.
这是神的一个宣告。
And verse 12 was a warning given by the Lord.
他说神要用量撒玛利亚的准绳跟亚哈家的那个线砣拉在耶路撒冷上面。
Lord said, I am bringing such calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah.
要插进耶路撒冷，向人插盘，将盘倒扣。
And I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab.
都是因为这个马拿西王他所犯的错。
And it is all because of the wrongdoings committed by King Manasseh.
意思就是说，这个国家会整个被倾覆，然后百姓被掳，国家灭亡。
And it means that this kingdom will completely be overthrown.
可是，在这样的一个世代里面，在马拿西后面的第二代。就是他的孙子，就出现这一个约西亚王了。
But in the generations after King Manasseh, there came to be King Josiah.
约西亚王的出现，他其实是在神的旨意底下来到人间的。
And actually, the appearance of King Josiah fulfilled the prophecy of God.
因为在他降生了300年前，神就借着先知这样子说。这个王要出现。
Because prior to 300 years prior to his birth, there was a prophecy that this king would appear.
哦，所以约西亚王啊，在列王记上的第十三章啊，列王记上第十三章。
And so in 1 Kings chapter 13.
第十三章，请看第一节。
First Kings chapter 13, verse 1.
这是在约西亚出现前的290年。
This was written 200 years before Josiah had been born.
290哈。
290 years before Josiah had been born.
我们请读第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1. And behold, a man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Verse 2. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, Behold, a child Josiah by name shall be born to the house of David, and on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you.
这个也就是神派一个神人跑到北国以色列，来到伯特利，对约罗波安所说的话。
And this was what God had instructed someone to go to the northern kingdom to prophesy.
当时候约罗波安正站在这个坛，在那里烧香。
And at the time, Jeroboam stood by the altar and was burning incense.
然后这个神人他说奉神的命。向这个坛那个丘坛说，这个坛要倾覆啊！大卫家要生个儿子叫约西亚王，他要把这个祭司啊，跟这敬拜丘坛偶像这些人都杀在这个坛上面。
And this man of God prophesied that a child by the name of Josiah will be born in the house of David, and all the high priests and the men's bones will be burned on you.
当时约罗伯安只是听了这个神这样讲，也不知道这个人到底是谁，怎么会有这种人？
At the time, Jeroboam heard the message given by the man of God, but he did not know who this man was.
当时候，约罗伯安正是强盛的时候。
Later on,
那时候约罗伯安是很强的时候。
At that time, Jeroboam was a strong king.
因为他是刚刚掌权当王。
Because he had just been given the reign of king.
他下命令所有的敬拜都按照他的旨意，不是按照摩西律法里面所写的了。
And everyone under his kingdom followed his decrees rather than the laws of Moses.
他讲什么，他说什么就算什么了。
So whatever Jeroboam said was taken into account.
当时候这个王他是大权在握。
And so because of this, Jeroboam was full of power.
他也认为说他拜这个金牛犊设这个坛，为他的国家带来兴旺。
And he believed that these idols gave to his kingdom a new hope.
那但是他怎么这个神人这样讲？我这个约西亚这个人从大卫家出现，然后我会来毁坏这个坛，让他的国家倾覆。
And so why would this man of God come before him and say such things?
哦，那对他来说，这个是不可思议的。
And to Jeroboam, this was something not to be believed.
但是列王记里面我们看到，真正掌握历史的是这位神呢。
But in the history of 1st and 2nd Kings, we can see that the person who holds true power is our God.
这位神他要把国赐给谁就赐给谁。
And whoever our God wants to give the kingdom and the power to, it is according to him.
现在耶罗波安当王其实是神给他的，把国位给他的。
And by Jeroboam being king, God had given him the kingship.
但是这个耶罗波安他并不了解他这个权力是神给他的。
However, Jeroboam did not realize that it was God that gave him this kingship.
圣经描述耶罗波安一当王之后就把神丢在背后了。
And the Bible records that as soon as Jeroboam became king, he had forgotten about the Lord.
他忘记了真正让他做当王的是这位掌管人生死祸福的神了。
He had forgotten that the king who gave him this power was the Lord.
然后后来真的耶罗波安，他儿子当王不久之后，他的国家，他的王位就没有了。
And so, shortly after Jeroboam's son became king, his kingdom was demolished.
这个就是应验神所说的话。
And this was according to the prophecy of the Lord.
他如果离弃神，神就离弃他了。
That if he left God, then God will leave him.
耶西亚就是在这样的历史环境底下，神借着先知预言他要出现了。
And so, according to the prophecy of God, this is how Josiah came to be king.
那耶西亚 他当王的历史在列王记下的22章，他8岁的时候就起来当王了。
And in 2 Kings chapter 22, it records that Josiah became king at the age of 8.
那8岁，他为什么会当王？
How come he would become king at the tender age of 8?
是因为他8岁的时候，他的父亲亚门因为离弃神，被他的臣仆杀了。
It was because at the age of 8, his father Amon had been killed.
因为他的父亲没有遵行神的吩咐。
And it was because his father did not obey the decrees of the Lord.
但是跟他的父亲马拿西一样拜偶像。
And Amon, similar to his forefather Manasseh, worshipped idols.
最后他这个臣仆背叛他，就把他杀了。
And because of this, he was killed.
但是圣经特别说，以色列犹大的国民把这些谋害亚门王的人也杀了。
2 Kings records that they also killed the followers of Amon.
就是第21章的第24节说，国民杀了那些背叛亚门王的人了哈。
That the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against King Amon.
然后就立了亚门的儿子约西亚做王，那时候他8岁。
And at the time Josiah was 8, and the people of the land made him king.
所以他是在这个父亲没有意在没有预期的情况下被杀害之后，他起来当王。
And it was under the circumstance that his father was not righteous that Josiah became king.
那他起来当王之后，他就改变他父亲所做的。
And when Josiah rose to be king at age 8, he changed what his father had instituted.
圣经说他在这个王位上做了31年。
The Bible records that King Josiah was king for 31 years.
好，我们现在看22章的第2节。
Now let us look at 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 2. Verse 2, And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left.
这是犹大国在灭亡之前，仅存的一位好王。
And prior to Judah being destroyed, there arose one good king.
就好像在犹大国要灭亡之前所出现的一道微弱的这个曙光。
And it was as if before the kingdom of Judah was destroyed, there came to be one source of light.
让这个百姓选民的信仰再一次的得到复兴，然后改变。
To allow the believers and the people of God to change one last time.
他特别强调他一生是行神眼中看为正的事。
In the passage, it particularly stresses that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
照着大卫他的祖先所留给他的榜样来敬畏神。
And he walked in the ways and the examples of his father David to worship God.
他在讲说他不偏左右，意思是说他是完全照着这个律法上所写的神的旨意在统治这个国家。
And it mentions that he did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, meaning that he followed the decrees of the Lord to rule the nation.
我们首先来看看这个约西亚王，他在这个神所预定要兴起的这个人，他到底做了哪一些改变来复兴百姓的信仰。
And so let us examine the actions of Josiah and how he changed the people.
因为第22章跟23章基本上都在讲约西亚王的事迹。
Because 2 Kings chapter 22 and 23 is basically talking about the actions and the history of Josiah.
他的出现让这个百姓，这个重新在灭亡前重新想到说，哦，原来他们是可以过一个这样子，神眼中看为正，蒙神喜悦的生活的。
And his appearance right before the Judah being destroyed allowed the people of God to see that they could live a holy life.
让我们再从这两章来看看，要怎么样让我们的信仰重新得到力量。
And so likewise, let us from these two chapters learn how we can renew our strength.
好，第22章的第3节到第7节在说明约西亚当王之后他所做的第一件事了。And
2 Kings chapter 22, verse 3 to 7 records the very first thing King Josiah did when he became king.
其实 在历代志下的34章也是记载约西亚王的故事。
Actually, in 2 Kings 34, it also records the story of Josiah.
那他特别提到约西亚王，他在当王8年，就是他16岁的时候，他就开始寻求神，心里面想要寻求神。
And it brings up that in the 8th year, when King Josiah became king, he was 16 years old, and he wanted to find God.
好，我们现在看一下这一节，因为这个是相关的。我们看历代志下34章。
Let us look at this verse because it is related.
第三十四章，历代志下34章的3节。
Second Chronicles chapter 34, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images.
好，这一节特别说，他做完第八年，也就是他18岁啊，16岁还年幼的时候，他就寻求他主大卫的神了。
And here it records that in the 8th year of his reign, when he was still the tender age of 16, he began to seek God.
他是在16岁其实还没有很成熟。
And we know that at 16, he was still not mature.
就好像我们现在的那个阶段的学生呢，我们中级班的学生呢。
And it is the same age as our students in J2.
那他这个年纪，他就开始要去寻求他祖先大卫的神。
But at this age, he began to seek the God of his father David.
其实要做所有的改革之前，一定从他自己心里面想要去寻求神开始的。
And before making all the resolutions and the changes, it began in his heart that he wanted to seek God.
当我们在读历史的时候，我们看到，他八岁怎么当王？他到底是什么能力可以统治国家？
When we read this biblical history, we may wonder what power he had to rule the nation when he was only 16.
其实约西亚当做王的时候，在他身边这些祭司、先知，这些他的臣仆是很关键的。
However, when Josiah rose to be king, the people at his side, the high priests and the prophets, were very mature.
也就是其实在他周围辅佐他的这些人，带领他走向一个正确的道路。
In other words, the advisors around him, helped him to walk on the right path.
那可是其实最后发命令，所有历史的责任都是放在这个王本身的。
But all the history that is recorded is placed on the shoulders of the king.
因为最后的评价都是他当王的时候，这个国家到底怎么一回事？
Because the last determination of whether the kingdom was good or bad was determined by the king himself.
别人不管说什么，最后还是一定他是担责任的。
Regardless of what others said, he had to take full responsibility.
就像那个罗波安做王的时候。
And it was the same as when King
罗波安哈。那个所罗门的儿子啊。
It was the same when Solomon's son became king.
那罗伯安他做王的时候，他去问那些年轻人跟问老人家要怎么样去面对一个问题。
Because when he became king, he turned to the people around him to ask how he should address the situation.
结果罗伯安他不听那个老人家的建议，他就采纳年轻人的这个意见之后，他的国家就分裂了。
But ultimately, he did not take the advice of people around him and believed what the younger people said.
啊，最后他就是吃亏，是他自己啊。
And ultimately, he was the one that suffered.
啊，所以最后其实圣经写的都是罗伯安他做王的时候行神眼中看为恶的事。
And so from this lesson, we learn that whether or not he was a bad king was determined by his own actions.
他自己做决定，他自己就要负责任了。
And whatever decisions he made, he had to take responsibility for them.
一样的，约西亚做王，他那么年轻，其实是他周围的这些人帮助他能够行在神的道上。
In the same way, even though Josiah was very young, his advisors helped him stay on the path of the Lord.
可是等到他自己可以去想的时候，他首先会想要去寻求神。
But when he was able to think for himself, foremost he wanted to pursue God.
到了他说到了第十二年的时候，就是他20岁的时候，他就开始洁净犹大地跟耶路撒冷城。
And at age 20, he began to institute all the changes.
他要除掉偶像。
And he wanted to purge all the idols.
他要开始洁净圣殿。
To change the temple of the Lord.
那我们现在看回来列王记下的22章。
So let us turn back to 2 Kings chapter 22.
我们要从22章跟23章来看看他所做的几项重要的 重要的改变。
From 22 to 23, we will study the important changes that Josiah made.
他所做的改变跟我们今天要来复兴我们的信仰都有关系的。
Because the changes that Josiah made has to do with how we should act in our faith today.
因为我们在看这段历史，不是只在读一个故事。
When we read this historical accounts, it is not merely a story.
我们要从他所做的来让我们的信仰再一次的被提升起来。
But rather from the actions of these characters, we should renew our faith.
第一件事情他所做的，在列王记下第二十二章，就是他修理圣殿。
And the first thing that King Josiah did when he became king, was to change the temple.
是他在作王第十八年的时候。
And in his 18th year, he chose to repair the temple.
他是主动的提出来要这他的那个臣仆啊，到圣殿里面去将那个金银收起来。去购买材料来修理圣殿破坏的地方。
And he actively decided to obtain the money which had been brought to the house of the Lord and use this money to repair the temple.
你看，请读第四节跟第五节。
In 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 4, it says, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the money which has been brought to the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people." Verse 5, "And let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work." Who are the overseers in the house of the Lord? Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord, doing the work to repair the damages of the house.
你看，这里是他主动的叫他的这个书记沙番去见大祭司，然后将这些钱哦，把它算一算，交给这些在神的殿里面办事人，开始要做修理圣殿的工作。
And so from this passage, we see that Josiah made his own decision to send Shaphan the scribe to Hilkiah the high priest to obtain the money to make the repairs to the temple of the Lord.
那他把这些钱就交去给这些木匠、瓦匠这些工人了。
And so he gave this money to the carpenters and these workers.
他们就买材料，然后开始来修理圣殿。
For them to buy the necessary things such as timber to repair the house of the Lord.
因为当时候的圣殿荒凉了。
Because at that time the house of the Lord was in bad shape.
荒凉是因为他之前的两个王啊，马拉西王跟亚门王啊，在神的殿里面搞破坏。
And it was because the kings prior to Josiah, King Manasseh and King Amon, had not kept the house in good shape.
因为神已经有规定好，这个圣殿里面应该是要做什么的。
Because God had already determined what should happen in the house of the Lord.
但是前面的两个恶王把圣殿搞成一个变成一个拜偶像的地方。
But the two kings before King Josiah allowed the house of the Lord to become some place where they would worship idols.
他现在要寻求神。他想要第一件事情要把神的这个家把它修理完整。
And so, for King Josiah to pursue God, the first thing he wanted to do was to repair this house.
从圣经的描述我们就知道，当时候圣殿一定是到处都是破坏的地方了。
And from the descriptions of the Bible, we can infer that the house at that time was in very broken down.
可是看起来是当时候即使是祭司啊、利未人在圣殿服侍的人呢、他们好像也就是让他这样子，也不会想要做改变。
And we can see that the high priest at the time could see the situation of the house at the time, but they did not take any action to change.
因为要做因为这么一个重大的改变，这是要一定要有人发起，而且要有这个国家的力量去支持的。
Because to instill such a major change, it had to be the king who proclaimed the message and for all the people to support it.
我们看到，你看，当一个人他会想要寻求神的时候，接下去他就会关心神的家。
And we can observe that for somebody to want to seek the Lord, the first thing he will do is want to repair the house of the Lord.
因为我们今天，我们会不会去关心神的家？
And today we can see if ourselves if we want to care for the house of the Lord.
我们看到教会里面所发生的任何的一举一动，我们会觉得说这是我的事情吗？还是这是别人的事？
If we see everything that happens in the church, will we consider that it is something that has to do with us or it has to do with other people?
看到教会里面有一些要改进的地方。我们会不会觉得说这是我的责任，还是觉得这是负责任的责任
？When we see matters in the church that need to be changed or modified, do we consider it our responsibility or the responsibility of the church council?
我们会不会主动的想要去付出、去关心神的这个教会呢
？And will we actively want to care for and take the action for God's church?
从耶西亚王他这个作为，我们发现他真的是很关心神的家。
But from the actions of King Josiah, we can see that he truly cared about the house of the Lord.
他用他能够做的，他就去要求这些祭司开始采取一些行动。
He did what he could to ask the high priest to start the repairments for this house.
结果真的这个就开始修理圣殿，他们就开始清理圣殿了。
And by his actions, they started doing the repairs for the house of the Lord.
他修理圣殿的时候，他的付出没有白费啊。
And so in repairing the house, Josiah's actions were put to good use.
一定，我们从这个圣经里面描述，一定会发现说，哎，这个当时候圣殿呢，一定有很多地方是没有人在管，就是可能到处都摆了堆积了很多杂物，然后一些历史的那个几代累积的东西都放在那边，没有人管了。
And we can see that at that time, the house of the Lord was in such bad shape that there was many things that no one cared for, left over from generations before.
诶，他修理圣殿的时候，他就意外得到一件宝贝了。
But in repairing the house, he received a very precious gift.
这个就是今天其实我们在关心神的家的时候，我们一定会意外的得到神所赏赐给我们的福气。
In the same way, when we care for the house of the Lord, we will benefit from blessings.
我们现在看历代志下三十四章。
Let us turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下三十四章第十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 34 verse 14.
三十四章十四节。
34 verse 14.
这个耶西亚王他得到什么礼物？什么意外的礼物呢
？What was the precious unexpected gift that King Josiah received?
请读十四节。
Verse 14.Now when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses.
这里说他意外的就发现神借着摩西所传的那个律法书啊。
Here it records that Josiah unexpectedly found the book of the law.
这本律法书应该就是当时候的生命记了。
And the book of the law was the book of Deuteronomy at the time.
那生命记里面就写了神的祝福咒诅，就写得很清楚。
And the book of Deuteronomy recorded very clearly the commandments of the Lord.
这是祭司照着王的命令修理圣殿的时候意外发现的宝贝。
And this was something that Hilkiah the high priest found unexpectedly as he was repairing the temple.
然后呢，哎，书记沙番呢，他拿到这本书之后读了之后，他就拿来读给这个王听。
And Shaphan the scribe, when he obtained this book of the law, he read it to King Josiah.
所以你看，今天我们在修理神的殿呢，我们会关心神的家的时候啊。
And so we can see that when we repair the house of the Lord, when we care for Him,
我们有时候真的会意外发现神所留给我们的礼物了。
Sometimes we may unexpectedly realize the gifts that God has bestowed upon us.
其实我们教会里面有很多很多宝贝的。
And actually, within our church, there are many precious gifts.
也就是说，有时候我们教会有很多的刊物或者是我们的过去的一些记录，其实是对我们来说是一个很好的，都是一个很好的宝贝保障。
In other words, in our church today, there are many past publications and records that to us is very precious.
重要就是神所留给我们这个真理的规模。
And what is most important is what God has left for us.
当我们想要去关心神的家的时候，我们就会发现神对我们的指示。
And when we take the action to care for the house of the Lord, we will see that God cares for us.
今天你看，我们要复兴我们的信仰啊，我们如果懂得来照顾神的殿啊。
And today, if we understand that we need to care for the house of the Lord,
那我们就会想说，那这个殿难道只有在教会吗？
Then we will realize that this house of the Lord is the church.
今天在这个恩典的时代里面，我们所看重的不是这个物质的这个。
Because in this period of grace, what we care about is not the material church.
不是只有这个会堂，这个会堂很重要的。
It's not this physical and tangible house, even though it is very important to us.
因为它是我们大家聚集在一起来敬拜神的地方。
Because this is a place where we all come together and worship the Lord.
这个地方是神律名的居所。
And this place is where God resides.
这个地方写上耶稣的名字。
And this place is written the name of Jesus.
这个地方是神的灵同在的地方。
And this place is where the Spirit of God resides.
当我们来这边祷告，来这边唱诗敬拜神，我们的心得到平静，我们得到力量，得到平安。
And when we pray and worship the Lord here, then in our hearts we receive strength and peace.
所以这个神的家我们要关心。
And so for the house of the Lord, we must care for it.
但是更重要的，我们要每一个人关心我们在我们的心里面所有的这个属灵的殿。
But more importantly, we need to care for one another's temple within our hearts.
圣经说，我们身体就是神的殿。
the Bible mentions that our bodies are the temples of God.
我们看哥林多前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
请读十九节二十节。
Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God at your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
这一段圣经特别强调说我们的身子是圣灵的殿，是圣灵的居所。
And this passage stresses that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们是被神用重价买来的。
And we were bought at a price by God.
所以要让我们的身体成为荣耀神的地方。
And so we need to allow our temple to manifest the glory.
那这个我们身体是神的殿呢，这个殿要让它很荣美才可以的。
And because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, we need to allow it to shine light.
我们心里面的这个圣灵的殿不能够让它荒凉。
And in our hearts, the temple of the Holy Spirit cannot be extinguished.
我们要时常的去让它保持很完整，而且很荣耀。
We need to constantly ensure that the Holy Spirit is full.
因为这个房子是既然是属神的，就是关乎神的荣耀问题的。
Because this temple is related directly to the righteousness and glory of God.
因为其他人就会看到说，这个既然是属神的，那如果没有人在照顾，就好像这一个房子啊，这个殿没有主人一样。
And when other people see us and see that our temple of the Holy Spirit is not being taken care of, they know that we are not of God's.
也就是说，那这样子，其实我们没办法来彰显出神在我们身上应该有的。作为我们是亏欠的神的。
And what this means is that we cannot fulfill the purpose that God has desired of us.
那我们要所以我们要时常去维护它了。
And so because of this, we need to constantly care for the Holy Spirit.
你看，当时候约西亚王他要祭司去买材料来修理圣殿。
And at the time we see that Josiah instructed the high priest to use the money to repair the house of the Lord.
是买木料跟石头。
And they bought brickwork and stonework.
也就是说，看当时候圣殿是怎么盖的，它是用石头叠起来，它那个用了很多的香柏木来建造这个华美的殿嘛。
And they bought all the timber and the stone to repair the beautiful house.
这个在列王记上的第八章那个地方，所罗门盖圣殿，我们就看到他所用的那个材料，宝石。是木香柏木的很高贵的木材。
And similarly, in 1 Kings chapter 8, we see that when King Solomon built the temple, he used very precious and expensive materials.
那现在这个约西亚王要修理的时候，就要把它用那原来的材料把它补起来啊。
And in the same way, when King Josiah was to repair the temple, he used the same things to repair it.
那我们今天，你看我们今天是我们的身体，我们的心灵是圣灵的殿呢。
And today, our body, our spirit, is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
神的殿是真理的柱石和根基。
And the temple of the Holy Spirit should have the foundation of God.
所以我们现在要修补我们的这个圣殿，需要用真理，需要用圣灵。
And when we repair the temple of the Holy Spirit, we need to do so by the Holy Spirit and by the truth.
所以今天我们一定要好好的去充实真理。
And so today, we must pursue the truth.
要将我们所领受的真理把它放在我们的心里扎根，然后让它能够生根建造，把这个圣殿把它修理完整。
So the truth that we receive may become the foundation of the temple of the Holy Spirit so that it may become fulfilled.
所以你看，既然信仰要改革，一定要好好的去注意我们心里这个殿能够是华美荣耀的。
And in order to change our faith, we need to ensure that the Holy Spirit is full.
越多真理，我们领受越多真理，其实我们在让，就是让我们的圣殿越来越完美。
And when we receive more and more truth, we make our temple more beautiful.
那这个就是约西亚王他所做的第一个改变。
And this was the first change that King Josiah instituted.
那接下来呢，你看他意外的得到这个律法书之后，他就听了律法书里面所描述的。
And we see that when he unexpectedly received the book of the law, he listened to what was recorded in the book of the law.
看回来22章，立王记下22章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 22.
当时候这个书记撒番呢，就在王面前报告这件事，也把这个律法书读给他听。
At the time, Shaphan the scribe read the book of the law to King Josiah.
第十一节。
Verse
11. 那个王听见这个书上的话，就撕裂衣服啊。
That when the king heard the words of the book, immediately he tore his clothes.
那他一定听到了什么事情，让他很震惊呢？
And he must have heard something that allowed him to be very grave.
那他所听到了，跟他现在去反省他现在所有的处境，跟他们所遭遇的事情，他一定觉得是很大的差别。
And he probably realized that the situation at the time and what he should be doing, there was a huge discrepancy.
也就是说，他这个撕裂衣服的动作，其实代表在神面前的痛悔。
And the action of him tearing his clothes represented that in the presence of God, he felt very helpless.
因为他就是他很 repent， 他就是他发现说他们做错了很多很多事了。
And in tearing his clothes, he was very repentant because he realized that he had done many things that were wrong.
因为律法书里面所写的祝福跟咒诅是很明显的。
Because the blessings of the law book of the law and what should not be done was very clearly written.
所以你看，这个约西亚王听完之后，他马上派了五个人跑去要去问先知。
And so when King Josiah heard the book of the law, he commanded five people to ask the high priest.
第十二节就描述这五个人是谁。
And chapter 22 verse 12 describes who these five people are.
好，第十三节。
In verse 13.
他叫他们要去问，求问神。
He instructed them to inquire of the Lord.
请读十三节。
Verse 13, go, inquire of the Lord for me, for the people and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words in this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us.
就是说，他发现他们现在所处的处境，其实是神向他们大发烈怒的时候。
And this was when Josiah realized that what they had done would arouse the anger of the Lord.
他们没有照着神这个律法书上所写的去行。
Because they had not followed what was recorded in the book of the law.
我们基本上我们的列祖没有听从这书上的话。
And put very simply, the generations before him did not abide by the law of the Lord.
啊，结果他们就去问了这个女先知妇勒大。
And as a result, they asked the prophetess.
那结果那个这个女先知就跟他们宣告了神所要施行的惩罚。
And the prophetess Huldah revealed to them what God would do to them.
请看第十六节十七节。
And it is recorded in verse 16 to 17. Verse 16, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read. Verse 17, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched.
特别强调说，神说我的愤怒向这个地发作，总不止息。
And here it stresses that the Lord says, I will bring calamity on this place and its inhabitants.
他不，这个怒气不能够消失，因为马拿西所犯的错误。
And my anger is provoked because of the wrongdoings of King Manasseh.
可是当时候这个王他听到神的律法书的时候，那个态度，他的反应啊，让神特别怜悯这个约西亚。
However, the action and the reaction of Judah when he heard this message allowed God to have mercy on him.
请看读十八节到二十节。
Verse 18, but as for the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord in this manner, you shall speak to him.Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, 19, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Verse 20, surely therefore I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So they brought back word to the king.
这里特别提到说，这个王啊，当他听到神的律法的时候，他说他心里敬服，在神面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向神哭泣。
And in this passage it records that when King Josiah heard this message, he tore his clothes and humbled himself before the Lord.
他在神面前有一个很柔软的心地的。
And in the presence of the Lord, his heart became very tender.
他在神面前非常自卑啊，就是说他知道他错了。
In the presence of the Lord, he became humbled, which means that he knew he had committed wrong.
他知道他整个国家离开了神很远了。
And he realized that his entire kingdom had strayed far from the Lord.
我们就看到他对神的这个话语是多么样的慎重。
And from this passage, we see that he held the Lord, the word of the Lord, to great importance.
那你看，神看到人的心呢？
And we can see that God sees the heart of his people.
我们所拜的这位神真的是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And the God that we worship is one that is able to forgive us and has great mercy.
当一个人愿意在神面前自卑认错的时候
，When someone in the presence of the Lord is willing to realize that they have made mistakes,
神就要减轻他们的刑罚。
Then God will change the course of his life.
我们在读历史列王的时候，我们就发现那个亚哈王哦，也是很坏的。过去一个王亚哈王。
And when we read the biblical history, we read that King Ahab was indeed a bad king.
那这个王实在是很糟糕啊。
And his actions he did were indeed very horrible.
可是当他听到那个先知的责备之后，哎，这个亚哈王哦，心里面也是很觉得很懊悔，然后也向神认错。
But when he heard the rebuke of the priest, in his heart he knew that he committed wrong and he repented to the Lord.
然后神其实也是减轻他的刑罚，这是在列王记上的二十一章里面所记载的。
And in 1 Kings chapter 21, it records that because he did so, God forgave him.
哦，就是让他的刑罚，让他在世的时候没有看到很多灾祸的事发生。
And that in the years after, he did not see much calamity.
那一样的，约西亚王他在神面前所表现出这个认罪谦卑的态度，神也特别施给他恩惠，让他不会看到他整个国家被灭亡的情况。
And in the same way, because Josiah's heart was very tendered and he humbled himself before the Lord, God allowed him to not see much calamity.
那这个就是说，我们要有一个敬畏神的心。
And what this means for us is that we need to have a heart that fears the Lord.
约西亚王是一个敬畏神的王。
And Josiah was one that obeyed and feared the Lord.
一个人如果有敬畏的心，他就不容易去做恶事。
And when one has a heart that fears and obeys the Lord, they will not do what is evil.
因为会了解说神会审判。
Because they understand that God will bring about justice.
一个人如果不相信有神，他就不会认为有审判。
But when somebody does not believe that there is the Lord, he will not acknowledge such justice.
所以一个人如果敬畏神，他所做的第一件事情就是远离恶事，就是不再做神讨厌的事情。
And so when somebody is able to obey God, the first thing he or she will do is to stay far away from evil.
但是反过来，如果一个人不存敬畏神的心，就会离弃神，就会行恶事了。
But on the other hand, if somebody does not obey God, then he will walk towards evil.
我们看耶利米书第二章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
The book of Jeremiah chapter 2.
第二章，我们请看第十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 19.
二章十九节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 19. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts.
这里说哦，当一个人离弃神，不存敬畏神的心哦，就是恶事，是苦事。
And here it records that when somebody has forsaken the Lord and has not feared him, it is something that is wicked.
哦，那其实会带来很悲惨的下场。
And it will bring about things that are not very pleasant.
所以圣经说，箴言说，敬畏神就是智慧的开端呢。
And so the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那敬畏神就远离恶事。
And in fearing and obeying the Lord, then we stay far away from evil.
好，那你看这个就是约西亚王他对神的律法他所表现出来的态度。
And this is the same attitude that Josiah had in terms of the book of the law.
那他自己有这样的一个改变以后啊。
And when Josiah made about these personal changes,
他接下来呢，他就要跟他的百姓，要他的百姓跟他一起跟神立约，来顺服神。
He wanted his people to, in the same way, follow the law of the Lord and obey the Lord.
我们现在看回来列王记下的二十三章。
Let us look back to 2 Kings chapter 23.
当时候这个五个人哈、哦，五个这个使者哈、哦，就把这个女先知的话就带回来给约西亚王了嘛。
Earlier, these five individuals brought about the book of the law to hold the prophetess and to King Josiah.
因为先知说。约西亚王会平平安安的归到 列祖啊，归到坟墓他列祖那里去。
Because the Huldah, the prophetess said that King Josiah will return to the Lord.
神要降给这个犹大国的这些灾祸，他不会看到。
And these calamities that the Lord will instill upon this people, King Josiah will not witness it.
因为在二十几年之后，他的子孙呢、哦，约西亚王的子孙被杀，然后眼睛被挖掉，然后被人像狗一样把他牵到外邦去了。
Because 20 years after, the descendants of King Josiah will be killed in a very horrendous way, and their bodies will be taken by the dogs. But Josiah did not witness such events.
所以这个就是神当时候给他的一个额外的恩典，让他们不会看到这个悲惨。
And this was indeed a blessing that God gave to Josiah that he would not see such things happen.
接下来第二十三章第一节，他就召聚所有的百姓来。
And following in chapter 23, verse 1, he sent all the king and all the elders to his presence.
要让他们一起来听神的律法。
For them to together listen to the law of the Lord.
我们请读二节跟三节。
Chapter 23, verse 2. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and with all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which has been found in the house of the Lord. Verse 3. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the command and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of this covenant and that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant.
这一段就是看到这个王他引导整个百姓到神面前来立约，要诚心来顺服神。
And here it records that King Josiah gathered all the elders in his presence to make a covenant with the Lord.
因为约西亚王他本身体味到神的恩典。
Because King Josiah personally experienced the grace of the Lord.
他知道当一个人归向神的时候，神一定会施怜悯，会赐平安。
He acknowledged that when somebody turned back to God, then they would receive God's mercy and God's peace.
他其实还没有做什么。
And actually, he had not done that much in action.
他只是听到这个律法书，他在神面前谦卑、认罪、悔改，就这样一个很简单的动作而已。
He simply heard the words of the Lord, and in the Lord's presence, repented and was humbled.
神就跟他说：“我要让你平平安的归到列祖那边去了。”
And because of this, the Lord said to King Josiah that I will allow you to go in peace.
他就体会到这位神是多么有慈悲怜悯。
And he was able to experience that his Lord was full of forgiveness and mercy.
虽然神的惩罚是一定会来到的。
And even though the justice of the Lord would indeed come.
但是这个时间点可以往后延，让人有在一个时间在神面前悔改，然后得到神的怜悯。
But this justice would be postponed to give the people a chance to repent.
所以他现在要百姓一起来归向神。
And so the King Josiah wanted all the people to repent as well.
他希望他整个国家一起来归向神，然后得到神的祝福跟怜悯。
And his hope was for the entire kingdom to turn back to God to receive his mercy and his forgiveness.
所以他特别说，他王是站在旁边哦，在神面前跟百姓立约，要尽心尽性来顺服神。
And so it says that the king stood by a pillar on the side while the elders and the people of his kingdom made a covenant with the God.
因为这个律法书上是有写说，当我们愿意诚心实意来遵循神的诫命的时候，就得到所有的福气。
Because the book of the law had stated that when they followed the Lord, they would receive His blessings.
人愿意悔改归向神的时候，神就要再一次给人机会。
And then when they were willing to turn back to the Lord, then the Lord would give them a second chance.
所以这个王哦，他抓住这样一个应许。
And so the king took hold of this promise.
召集百姓一起来顺服神。
And urgently gathered his people to turn back to God.
你看，所以今天呢，我们要归向神，我们一定要把这样的我们所领受、体验到神的恩典，跟众人分享，让众人一起来得到神的怜悯。
And today, in the same way, when we hear of the word of the Lord, then we should gather the people around us so we may all be forgiven.
然后接下去，那立约之后哈，就要有实际的行动嘛。
And following when he established the covenant, he had the necessary actions to accompany it.
从第四节开始，就是他所做的第四件事情。
And from verse 4 on, it records the fourth action he did.
就是开始去除偶像跟这个在圣殿里面这个有关于神认为可憎恶的这些物品都把它拿掉。
Which was purging all the idols and everything that God might consider evil.
这是 在列王记里面所记的一个非常彻底的除偶像的动作。
And this was in the book of 1 and 2 Kings, a very important step in purging all of the idols.
从第四节开始，他是从神的殿里面开始清理的。
From verse 4 on, it records that he starts with purging the idols from the house of the Lord.
所以第四节就说从圣殿里面把那些偶像那器皿都把它搬出去了。
So verse 4 mentions that he took all the articles and the idols and purged them.
要除偶像要从神的家开始。
Because to purge the idols, you have to start with the temple of the Lord.
从圣殿里面把那一些不是圣殿不该有的东西都要把它拿出去了。
That what did not belong in the temple of the Lord should be removed.
然后接下来呢，把这些人把它废掉。
And afterwards, he removed all the idolatrous priests.
第五节，你看他就是开始把那拜偶像的祭司把它废除。
So verse 5 records he removed all the idolatrous priests, the people who were evil.
甚至把那个向偶像烧香的人也把他赶出去了。
He even removed all the people who merely burned incense.
然后第七节
，in verse 7，
把那个他说拆毁神殿里面娈童的屋子，就是这些行恶事的这些设备，通通把它拆掉。
And verse 7 records he also tore all the booths of the people of the perverted persons.
从八节开始到二十节。你就看到哇，把那个全国各地有关的丘坛、这偶像全部把它毁灭。
And then from verse 8 to verse 20, we see that he continues to purge everything that does not glorify God.
不但在犹大地，甚至到以色列地都一样。
Not only in the city of Judah, but all the way to Jerusalem.
啊，所以就把全国各地啊，把它除干净了。
And so, in all the cities around him, he purged all the idols.
那这样的一件很大的作为，其实是蒙神喜悦的。
And so, this massive action was something that pleased God greatly.
因为偶像是对神的一个亵渎。
And because idols to the Lord is something that is reviling.
所以我们今天在我们的家里，在我们的心里，在我们的教会，都不能够有这些神认为可憎恶的物品。
And in the same way, today in our hearts, we should not have anything that is considered evil in the eyes of the Lord.
耶西亚他尽心尽性的回归向神的时候，他不是只是他自己而已。
When Josiah turned back to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, it was not only by him.
他是希望说把这样的一个完全归向神扩及到所有的他的百姓。
Actually, he hoped that everything he did would reverberate to the people around him.
因为那些偶像物品会让惹神发怒的。
Because the idols and everything around him would provoke the Lord to anger.
你看，我们今天如果真的敬畏神，我们就会很在意说这些东西，如果神不喜悦的，我们就不会想要把它留在家里。
Today, if we truly worship the Lord, we will not want to keep anything that provokes the Lord to anger in our homes.
因为我们希望我们的家是成为神所喜爱住的地方。
Because we hope that our house is some place that God wants to dwell in.
好，所以除了偶像以后。
And so, after he purged all of the idols,
接下来他做了第五件事情。
Following, he did the fifth action,
就是到第二十一节这里所说的。
Which is recorded in verse 21.
二十三章的二十一节。
Second Kings 23 verse 21.
二十一节读到二十三节。
21. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, "Keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the covenant." 22. Such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. Verse 23. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was held before the Lord in Jerusalem.
这里他说明，约西亚王要百姓一起到耶路撒冷来守逾越节。
And this passage records that King Josiah wanted his people to observe the Passover together.
自从士师治理以色列人开始到那个时候，他说没有这样子守过这样的逾越节的。
And it particularly records that in the times after him, they did not observe the Passover in the same way.
这个在历代志下的三十五章就很详细的描述当时候逾越节怎么守的。
And this is very clear later on in Second Chronicles, how they observe the Passover.
那表示说，因为这个逾越节对他们整个百姓来说是很关键的一个神的救赎。
What we can see is that they consider the Passover a very important day by the Lord.
那是空前绝后的盛况。
And
这是很大的一个活动的那时候。
And this was the Passover was considered something that was very important.
让众人都一起来纪念神对他们的拯救。
And this allowed all the people to remember the saving grace of God.
所以你看当时候耶西亚王就做了这样的一个这些动作来呈现出他真的是尽心尽性尽力归向神的人。
And so King Josiah allowed his people to observe the Passover, which demonstrates that he was a person that turned to God with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might.
因为当一个人真的归向神的时候，一定会去思想神对他的拯救。
Because when somebody turns back to the Lord, he or she will remember the grace given by the Lord.
他会很在意的神所说要去做的事。
And he will care greatly about what God instructs to him.
今天其实这个逾越节对我们来说就是我们每一年定期要举开的这个圣餐。
And to us today, this Passover represents the Holy Communion.
就是我们今天要常常去纪念神主耶稣基督为我们所做的牺牲。
Because it allows us to see the sacrifice by Jesus Christ.
照着主耶稣的榜样，他的吩咐，我们就这样的遵行，来思念他的爱。
And that according to the example and the love of Jesus Christ, we may follow in His footsteps.
这是这个王他所留给我们的榜样。
And this is the example that King Josiah has left for us.
他用心的寻求神。
And that he wholeheartedly pursued the Lord.
他会在意神的家，会修理神的殿。
That he cared about the house of the Lord and to repair the temple of the Lord.
他会想要去听神的律法。
That he had the willingness to listen to the law of the Lord.
他愿意跟百姓一同立约，一同来顺服神，归向神。
And he wanted to, along with his people, establish a covenant with God.
他一起跟百姓一起来纪念神的救赎，来遵守律法上所记载的这个逾越节，来思念神的恩典。
That together with his people, he would observe the Passover to remember the grace of God.
这个叫做尽心、尽性、尽意的归向神。
And these are all examples of Josiah turning back to God with all his heart, with all his might, and with all his soul.
那我们一起来这样子。
In the same way, may we turn back to God.
来领受神的这个恩典。
To receive a God's grace.
我们用以上作为我们的互相勉励。
And this is our mutual encouragement for this afternoon.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing another hymn.
325首。
325.